If the person says to Yochel at the Pesach, they ate the Pesach like they weren't supposed to. So Rashi says it means she'ibures hashonu mefnei hatumah she'lekidas, that they made an extra month that year, but it was not, they weren't supposed to. So therefore, ki hispalo chizkiyo lehem, chizkiyo daven for them. Leimor Hashem atayv yichapa bad, Hashem should be mechapa for them. So it is the kash lechur, why do you have to ask for kaporo? So Reb Shimon says, im efnei hatumah yivru muberes, like you told me before, Yehuda holds, that if you make an ibur because of tumah, it's good. So what was the chet here? What was wrong? So my answer is, I'll tell you, elam efnei, the reason the chet here was, elam efnei ma bikish rachm malatzmoi, how come he was mavakish rachm, as if to say, I did a chet, what was the chet? Sheim avrin ela adar, that really is supposed to make the extra month adar sheni. In other words, before you mekadesh the chodesh for a chodesh nisin, first you make an adar sheni. But here what happened, the story was, v'hu iber nisim benisim. Like here, it was kamat already chodesh nisim. Rashi explains, nisim benisim liyacha shekidshu l'shem nisim. After Bezna already pronounced that this chodesh will be chodesh nisim, then chodesh, they changed their mind, v'nimlach, v'yos adar hasheni, and instead they made this chodesh into adar sheni. So that was shloikedim, that you're supposed to make adar sheni before you make Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Once you pronounce it to be Chodesh Nisan, that's it, you're not supposed to make it anymore back into adar sheni. And here they made it back into adar sheni, that was the chet that they did. The Nimor says, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Reimer, Nishum Reb Shimon, Mevnei Shehi says, Yisrael Lassus Pesach Sheni. The chet that Chizkiyo did was that he gave an eitzig, he told them advice that they should make a Pesach Sheni. Soon see later on what that means. But that was his chet, not after Ibru Hashonam, but rather he told them an eitzah to make a Pesach Sheni. And Rashi says that was shloikedin, the fikr, therefore bigish rachm al atzmai. The other one says, oh ma, what did we just say before? We have you doing there, ma'avrin, that you ought to make the extra chodesh b'fnei atumah. Alma, what do you have to say according to Yehuda? Is the law of Yehuda tumah d'chuyihi b'tzibur? That even though rova the tzibur is tamei, and they're allowed to bring the korban pesach b'tumah, but it's only called d'chuyi, like by force they do it. But it's not called hukh, it's not l'chachila. So therefore, if you have an eitzah to do it l'chachila, to make an extra month, we would rather make an extra month, a tador, in order the pesach should be later, that the klal yisrael, the klal, could become tor. But the Gemara is that true, but Tanya would learn like this. Tzitz, the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears, ben sheyeshnu ametzcha, whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing on his forehead, or ben sheyeshnu ametzcha, whether it's not on his forehead, maratza. Still, the tzitz is maratza, and if you bring the make this rika of the tumah, still it's a kosher korban. These are Rabbi Shimon. These are words of Rabbi Shimon. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, oi doyal mitzchoi maratza. Only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz on his forehead, that's when it's maratza. When he comes inside the flannel of Nim and Yom Kippurim, I will soon say, Oda mitzchay is maratza. Ein oida al mitzchay, when it's not on his forehead, ain't a maratza. And the Gemara says, Omele Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon explained like this, Reb Shimon argued back to Yehuda and said, Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim yechicha, I'll bring you a proof from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Sheinu al mitzchay wasn't on his head the whole time. Like when he had to put on the Levushay, Big Day Lavon, he took off the Big Day Zov. So it was not on his head the whole time. Still a Maratza, still it helps. Or Ma'alar Yehuda said back to him, Hanaf Yom Kippurim, leave over Yom Kippurim. She Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. That Yom Kippur is different because Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. And Rashi explains it means Tumah Hutra B'korban Tzibur. Kitaira Gemura V'Yantzorach Tista Ratzais. That's why you can't bring a proof from Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur alone is Mechaper. Why? Because the Korbanos are called the Korban Tzibur. And the Korban Tzibur alone is Maratza. It's Hutra B'tzibur. So I call upon him at Stephen of Yehuda. Here of Yehuda says that Tum is Hutra B'tzibur. And before we're saying the reason why of Yehuda says you're allowed to make an extra month to the Chodesh in order that the Klai Yisrael should bring the Korban B'tzibur, is because he holds Tumah is only the Chuyah B'tzibah. So what's the Stira? Samora says, no, Ulatimech, according to your reasoning, Ulatimech, Tikshulach he goofy, you could ask this along for a question. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'avrin, you're allowed to make an extra month for the Chodesh Kwas of Tumah. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda himself also said that Ma'isa, the Chizkiyah, Melech Yehuda, Shiva, Sashon, Mechneh, Tumah. Obigash Rachum, Al-Atzmoy, Sechut, Stephen, Rabbi Yehuda alone. The first Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to. And then Rabbi Yehuda alone is the one that said, Chizkiyah did a chet, the fact that he made an extra Chodesh because of Tumah. Sechut, Stephen. Elo, what do you have to say? Chasura Mechsura, something is missing here. Vorchi Gitoni, this is the way it should be learned. The locher is, Ein Ma'avrin Es Hashem Mechnei HaTumah. That you're not supposed to make an extra month in the year because of the Kli Yisrael was Tamei. But the Ivru, Mulberes, Tanakama says, even though Lechatchila know, that the Ever Tachomim made an extra month in the year, it's Chal. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Ein Mulberes. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even with the Ever, it's no good. And in this, we have Rabbi Yehuda brings a proof from Chizkiyo that Taki did a chet. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Rabbi Shimon Reimer, if they have Tom Ivru, Mulberes, if Shimon says, yes, it is Chal, the Ibur, if so, Haina Tanakama, it's the same sheet as the Tanakama, so what's the Machlokes? Amarava Lechatchila Kevinayu. That the Tanakama holds even Lechatchila, you're allowed to make an extra month because of Tumah. And if Shimon only says, but the Ibur, but not Lechatchila. No, it says yes, Tanya Namiyochi, we learn like this also, a Mavrin es Hashem mefnei HaTumah lechetchila. And Shimon, I'm a Mavrin, no. Tanakama says lechetchila, no. And Shimon holds even lechetchila, yes. You're allowed to make an extra month to the year if the Klai Yisrael was Tumah before Pesach. Ela mefnei ma bikish racham el atzma, if you hold that lechetchila you're allowed to, so what chet Chizkiyo did? Like we learned before, you're only supposed to make the extra month in Chodesh Adar. And by them the case was they already pronounced Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then they changed their mind to make it into an extra month of Adar. That was a chet. Omar, what we just said before, you're only allowed to make Chodesh Adar for the extra month. He made a mistake, and after they pronounced Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when he changed it back to be Chodesh Adar. For the Gemara, Valesta Lechivki, doesn't Chivki hold, HaChodesh Hazel Lechem, is then Nisan, V'yei Na'acha Nisan, that Lechura, once you make Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's it, you can't make anything after it. So what was the Chavamina to make it into, to change it over back? So where it says, Toi B'di Shmuel, he made a mistake in Shmuel's Halacha. Yom HaShemul Koshemul says, a Mavrin Es HaShem B'yem Shloshim Shel Adom. You're now going to make the extra month on to Paschim it on the 30th day of Adar Rishon. Why? Even if the 30th day, like even if Adar Rishon is a Moly, so the 30th day is still Chodesh Adar, so who could make it that we're going to pronounce that tomorrow is not going to be Chodesh Nisan, but rather tomorrow is going to be Chodesh Adar? Even that is also why. Since today, the 30th day of Adar, it's really fit to make this day Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because sometimes the month is only 29 days. See, even though this year the month is 30 days, but since this day, the 30th day, is Roy to the Kaveya for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so you cannot change your mind anymore and pronounce now an extra month to make the next day, the next Chodesh, Chodesh Adar. So this is the Machlokes. Do you hold from this far or not? The Yiyu Sava, Chizkiyo held that Hoyo V'ro L'Amrinim. We don't say this far, Hoyo V'ro. Because right now, this year, the 30th day, is still Adar Rishon. So since it's not Rosh Chodesh Nisan yet, they didn't make it Rosh Chodesh Nisan yet, they have a right now to proclaim and say the next month is going to be, again, Chodesh Adar. It's going to be an extra month this year. Tanya Nam Yochi, we learn like this also. On the 30th day of Adar Rishon, you're not allowed to change your mind, you can't change your mind anymore to make another month for this year. Why? Since today the 30th day of Adar is really fit to make it into a Chodesh Nisan already today, so therefore you can't change it anymore and make it into Chodesh Nisan to make an extra month for the year, to make it into Chodesh Adar Sheni for an extra month for the year. Now, what do we have before? Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu Reiner, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, בפני שסיוע סיסו על עשת פסח שני. The chet of Chizkiyo was he gave them advice to push off Pesach Rishon to make a Pesach Sheni, and that was a chet. So Moses says, hey, Chidami, what's the case talking about? Omer Rav Ashi, going the case was that on Pesach Rishon, Sho Yisrael Machtza Tzimeim Machtza Torim. They were 50-50. So Rashi says, Machtza Lav Davka, like in the Forsh B'Yozel, Shaschom Hoy Tzimeim Yoytzim in a Torim. There were more people Tzimeim than Torah. But the case was v'noshim ashlimois l'torim. But by the ladies, there were more ladies that were tor, v'yoytfes aleim, and therefore if you include the ladies, there are more now in Klaiyosor that are tor than tamei. Therefore he told them, do not make Pesach Rishon, but rather push off the Pesach Sheni, because they held Rov with the Tzibo was not tamei, they were tor. So v'chizki held noshim v'rishon choyva, that noshim in Pesach Rishon is a chayv. Therefore, they're included in the cheshbin. They're the mutim tameim. They're only a miut of Klal Yisrael. The minority was tamei. Ul miutim mitchla Pesach Sheni. Therefore, the law is you have to push them off to bring a Pesach Sheni. They're tamei right now. You don't say tumahut hutra b'tzibur. It's only if you have a tzibur. If you don't have a tzibur, less than 50%, so then we tell them to bring Pesach Sheni. Well, if Saif Sav, what happened at the end, he changed the mind and held that Noshim, Rishon, Rishus, no, Noshim to bring a Pesach Rishon is only Rishus, they don't have a Chiyuv. Therefore, they're not included in the Cheshbin. So you have to only look about the Zechorim. The heavy lu Tzimeyim Ruba. Then, the Zechorim alone, the men alone, there were more men that were Tomei than Tor. And therefore, the Ruba, since Rei the Klaiyosor was Tomei, Leimatcha le Pesach Sheni, that's the luck, we did not push them off to Pesach Sheni. Furthermore, it says, Gufo, we just said before, Omash Shmuel, Ein Mavr Nes HaShon B'Yom Shloshim Shel Adar, that have already become the 30th day of Adar, even though it's still Adar Rishon, you cannot pronounce now that tomorrow will be Adar Sheni. Hoyu V'Roy L'Kovei Nisan, since it's Roy to fit today to make it into Chodesh Nisan. For the Gemara, good, maybe that's only L'Chatchilo. If Ru Mai, what's going to be the Desmond proclaimed, yes, they said today that tomorrow is going to be Chodesh Adar Sheni. Omer Ulu says, Ein Mekadshin as Chodesh. No, you can't do it. Rashi Lev Kudushul Adar Sheni. You can't do that. The Chiv and the Rol of Kaveh Nisan, Karinim Beizel Nisan, Ve'enach Nisan. Yeah. For the Gemara Kiddush Shemayim, what's going to be if Bezdin did make a Kiddush? Omer Rovo, Botel Iber, it's not Chal. The extra month is not Chal. It becomes Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rav Nachman Amar no mi uber umakudish, yes, but the Yevet of Bezdin said it was makudish to be Adar Sheni, like a chal Adar Sheni, that tomorrow, the 31st day, will be Adar Sheni. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman's Rav, said Rav Nachman, Michti, let's see, mi pur yula pischa, from Purim until Pesach, plus in Yom, there's only 30 days, heavy. Oh, mi pur yula from Purim already, dashina milchus Pesach. He started dashing Hilchas Pesach. The Tanya we learned, Shoyim lam b'Hilchas Pesach, Koydim l'Pesach, Shloshim Yoyim, that 30 days before Pesach, that's called on Purim, he's supposed to learn Hilchas Pesach. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lo'im eshtei shabosis, it's enough on 2 weeks before Pesach, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's enough to start learning Halachos. Now, v'chimot Resh Yacho, if you're going to put an extra month here, if so, merach galei, you're going to make Pesach too late, and also the Zuzuz, the Chometz, are coming from the Zalat and the Chometz. Like since they already started to learn Halacha on Purim, and now you're going to make an extra month, the Chura, they'll be Mezalzel in Pesach. You'll be, they thought it's right away, and now you're pushing it off. Rashi, the Chivon, the Ibru, Koydim HaPurim, you didn't make the extra month before Purim. The Shom, or Jerusha, Shalach, the Pesach, now if you're going to remember it, the people won't trust you because they'll think that the Bezdin is Mezalzel. So more answers are Malay. Maybe you did. Everybody knows the Shosam Avrato that to make an extra month of the year, B'cheshbon Atalya Milsav, the Bezdin has to sit down and make a cheshbin. Family, people will say, Cheshbon Hudloy Solik Lulav Abon Ad Hashta. That's not such a kasha. Even though they already started to learn Hilchos Pesach, but the Pshat now, after Purim, albeit before Chodesh Nisan, now they first decided that yes, next year deserves to have an extra month. Therefore, there wouldn't be any toys here, and be okay. Om Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, a Mavr Netashon Elim came hoisot kufo chasei rerubis of chodesh, lest the new kufo is missing most of the month. The kam rubis chodesh, what's called rub of chodesh, shishosiyem has to be missing 16 days. Give it Rav Yehuda. These are the words of Rav Yehuda. All right, we'll stop there. We'll continue on the next tape. We're holding daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Can the last Gemara was we had was on last Yud Beis Amud Beis was Can Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Ein Maver Nes Hashono Elim Kem Hoisot Kufo Chaseiro Rube Shachodesh. That we say one of the reasons to make an extra month in the year is because of the Tkufa. We'll soon see what that means. Said me and Shmuel said Elim Kem Hoisot Kufo Chaseiro was missing Rube Shachodesh. And he said, the Kama Ruba Shechodesh, what's called most of the month, Shisha Sayyim. It has to be 16 days. And as Rashi explains, O Tkufa is Tishrei. The Tkufa of Tishrei in the fellows first comes out, the Shivasa, on the 17th day of Tishrei. So if the Tkufa falls out so late in Tishrei, then we have to get an extra month of the year. Avalim Hoysa Tkufa Tishrei, the fellows Bishishasa, but let's say the Tkuf of Tishrei would fall out on the 16th day of Tishrei, and Marfin, then we would not have to make an extra month for the year. Nimor will soon explain how do you know this. But these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the